It's a story that everyone's been talking about, of course, a liquidation of the Bradford Bulls. And the big question is, what happens now for the Phoenix club that will rise from all of this? And I'm very happy to say Rotherham Titans' Richard Lamb joins us now. Thanks a lot for joining us, Richard.
No, pleasure.
Now, first, obviously, it was a very sad day for the Bradford Bulls, the fans and the players and the staff yesterday. But I imagine now the important thing is in getting something rebuilt as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last few weeks have been dreadful for those parties involved, with them players and their families, and, as you said, fans who've spent money or commercial businesses who invested. I think with the process of administration could have been easier, and unfortunately, obviously, it's ended up in liquidation. I think that going forward now, I had a conversation with Ralph Rimmer at the RFL, who, can I say, has been amazing all the way through. He's been very supportive, and the RFL have been great and very clear about the process. We will, all interested parties from are being sent a document today. We've got until Monday lunchtime to come back with a business plan, and then hopefully someone will take forward the club. And I think the RFL are keen that the club is, or the situation with a new club is resolved by the end of next week.
Yeah, certainly very interesting to see, and it does seem like a massive ask as well, Richard. That first game against Hull Car just under a month away now.
I think that's the challenge is obviously being able to get together a team that is motivated and focused on playing such a massive game like LKR. And it kind of splits into two things. One is obviously resolving the business aspects of the club and how the club moves forward. And then, as you said, is how you pull together a team that can compete. And obviously some players have gone and some others are likely to go in the very near future because they've got families to look after and mortgages to pay. But hopefully whoever gets in, if we're lucky enough to get involved, we'll have enough time to be able to pull together a team that can compete and then compete throughout the season. But it will be a tough ask. I mean, effectively, with a 12-point deduction, you've got to win at least half the games to stand any chance of staying up, and hope the other teams are struggling around you. But it's achievable, and it can be done. It just speed is of the essence as such, and everyone, I think, will be working hard to try and get that sort of over the weekend.
Yeah, certainly. And one thing that people have been talking about quite a lot is that 12-point deduction and staying in the Championship. There is a school of thought that it would be easier for Bradford to start from the very bottom in League One and build their way up again without such a big points deduction. I was wondering what you made of it, Richard.
I think that the challenge that when you sit back and think about it, is there's never a right or wrong answer on it. I think the key thing is, the new club is where it is in terms of it's got points deduction. It's in the Championship. It's going to compete against some very good, well-managed and well-disciplined sides. And you just have to go with what's in front of you. Because if you kind of spend too much time thinking about what ifs and it would be better in the league below, actually, that's the decision's been taken by the RFL. They're the governing body. And now the focus is on just having to live with what's in front of you. And I think whoever takes over the club, that's reality. There's no point in going back to the RFL and saying, well, can we get relegated another level or less points deduction? It is what it is, and you just got to accept it and crack on with it. But it will be a huge ask for any team to try and overcome that and stay up in the Championship.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And obviously, Richard, Bradford Bulls is obviously so important, not just to the fans, but the community and the city as a whole. I mean, it must be, you know, a real honour to try and bring it back to where it once was, the Bradford Bulls.
I mean, it's well documented. You can see it by the national papers and the coverage on TV and Sky Sports. Bradford Bulls have a fantastic history, and they've got amazing fans. Who have over the years stuck by numerous problems that the club has come across, To be involved in a club like Bradford Bulls would be an honour and be fantastic. And I think that by building slowly, and liquidation isn't the best position to be in, but actually you can build from the bottom upwards rather than inheriting things and trying to work through how you manage and build that club. There is an opportunity now to build the club in exactly the way in which the fans want it to be, and focus on developing and getting back into the top league, Super League, and building an infrastructure around it that can support that. So it's an amazing opportunity. I obviously, with myself and a few people who are helping out build our plan, is that it would be great for us, but we recognise that it's down to the RFL to make the decision. But I think the fans should be confident that over the next 2 or 3 weeks and probably months, is that they're going to have a club to be proud of again, and a club that can build. And that there will be bumps along the road because it's sport, and there'll be disappointments as we go. But I actually genuinely believe that the opportunity in front of Bradford Bulls is fantastic. I think it could go all the way back to Super League. It's going to take time, but actually the basis is there, and the support of the fans is amazing.
Yeah, it certainly is, and that's what's something I wanted to ask you as well, Richard, because obviously a lot of the fans over the last few years haven't seen too many great moments. Of course, it wasn't too long ago, you know, we saw the buckets out to be raising money for the Bradford Bulls, and, you know, now we've seen everything, you know, up in the air about season tickets for fans as well. You know, what do you say to those fans that, you know, have really been there for the Bradford Bulls again? Is the flicking of the pilot light for some optimism really going to come back towards them now, do you think?
It's two different things. In terms of the people that have spent their money already on the season tickets and have theoretically lost that, I've been very clear that if we got control, we would honour those with that 100%. There'd be no doubt about that, because they are some of the core fans who have spent their hard-earned money in good faith and for whatever reasons haven't got their season tickets. So we'd honour those. I think it's just slowly having confidence that the things that are put in place over the next few months are put in place to build a long-term future, and think about what the pricing is of tickets and season tickets to try and get the fans back in, and think about how you price stuff in the bar, replica kits. It will take time, and you can't build a business plan, in our view, around the best case. It's got to be the worst case. And understand that actually that's what it's going to look like. It's going to take time, and then hopefully over a period of time, fans start to believe that actually the journey that the club is going on is the right journey for developing the club overall. And I think that's been the challenge: is you can't keep going back to asking fans to spend money on this if they don't have confidence that the club is being built on solid foundations, and you can see a development plan for the next couple of years.
That is very true. And Rich, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the daytime today. Thanks a lot for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks very much indeed.
Brad.